are back again with News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI 91 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning I'm talking with Shannon Cook, Head of Emergency Management for Berthoud County, Captain Mike Wilson with the Columbus Fire Department, and Lieutenant Matt Harris. Shannon, you had mentioned before that there have been meetings with local business, and I know you guys have a group together. Can we talk about the planning that's going into this?
Yes. So we've been planning for over for almost a year now for this event with our first responders and other agencies, elected officials, and just trying to be the best prepared that we can be for when this occurs, thinking of all the things that could go wrong, and trying to think of that, as Matt alluded to earlier, that large scale. What's the worst case scenario that could happen, and plan for that and hope for better. So we've been doing that for the last year, just trying to consider additional resources, getting the information out. As Mike alluded to, you know, what are the communication issues that we're going to have, and the different avenues, and how we can, you know, what are some backups that we have? What are some alternate uses of getting the information out, not just to the public, but also to our first responders. And so that's kind of where we are. And we're still meeting. We'll be meeting right up to the week of the eclipse with that group.
So when we've talked about the possibility of the cell phone network shutting down, I know that I haven't had a landline in for years. I know we had AT&T crashed and whatever problems that may have caused, and we just had a Facebook outage. I don't think people realize how tied they are to wireless communications and being able to reach the people they need to reach. What's going to happen with, say, 911 or emergency services getting a hold of people if you need to?
So a couple of things that we have done is, I know our 911 center has added some additional 911 lines coming into the center just for the influx of calls. But, you know, we are planning for those outages. As Mike alluded to earlier, you know, what happens when social media is not working, when the cell service is overrun because people are checking their Google Maps, or the kids are playing a game in the back of the car while they're sitting in traffic. All of that affects the network, and we're expecting to have quite an impact on that. So we can still use our radios. Hopefully, we're, you know, going to run off the backup system here that we have locally. We are beneficial in having that system here. You know, we can resort to, as far as getting information out to the public, we can do that via the newspaper. We can get it out through the radio station is probably going to be the best way through that time period. Because Everbridge, you know, we have Everbridge in the community too, but we have to look at the fact that that's going to be impacted by, you know, the network being busy. But, you know, we've also been planning with our first responders and trying to get information out to them through what's called the GETS and the WPS system, which gives us priority on the phone lines. So we've been working with the responders to get that done so that we can at least reach them if we can't via the radio. So those are just some different avenues that we have taken and some different steps and considerations that we've talked about. 911 is going to have two separate dispatch centers and a lot of staff on duty compared to a normal day that weekend, or mainly on Monday, but up to that weekend leading up to it. So we're taking several different steps to try to mitigate that.
Well, in the event, God forbid, that there is an emergency in town, whether it's a car crash or a fire, what sort of plans? I mean, it's not like you guys have flying fire trucks to get there. What are the plans to get to those locations if need be?
Well, for the Columbus Fire Department, and we've also been in communications with the county fire agencies as well, you know, we're going to have a lot of extra staff on hand the day of the eclipse on April 8th. We're essentially going to be doubling our staff. We have a total of 95 firefighters that work for our agency, and we're going to have 56 of those actually working on duty the day of the 8th. And we're going to have those firefighters situated throughout the community. Many will be at their fire stations, as they typically will. But we're also going to have some of those high, you know, high heat areas, so to speak, some of those areas where you could have a lot of people in the downtown Columbus area per se. At the Eclipsing the Renaissance, we're going to have some additional staff in that area. So our hope is that we will, with that extra staff, be able to meet the need of the potential for an influx in emergency calls.
Shannon, I know we talked before we went on the air a little bit about, we talked to local business community. I know the city and county governments are not going to have offices open except for emergencies, and the schools are closing. What would you advise, and what are you advising to businesses or other organizations that are trying to make a decision on what to do that day?
So, yes, we met with the chamber. We had two chamber sessions a couple weeks ago and just talked with local businesses and just really made sure that they had a good understanding of what to expect when that weekend and the day of the eclipse occurs, and just really asking them to take a look at their staffing. Can they alternate their shift change? Can they, you know, close for the day? I know some businesses are giving their people Monday off and then changing their schedule that week for Tuesday through Saturday. Just different things like that. Just be creative. Think of an alternate way. Can your people take a day off? Can they work from home? Which again, you know, leads to a little bit of strain on the network, but, you know, it lessens the traffic that we could deal with on the roadway. But, you know, just trying to think of different options. If at all possible, can they take the day off? Can they work from home? Change the shift time, because as we know, most of our factories, their regular shift change occurs, you know, right in the middle of the time frame that Matt gave earlier for the totality and that duration of the eclipse. So,
well, if as we're wrapping up, if people want to get any more information on Bartholomew County and Columbus planning and the eclipse, is there a place they can go to find some more information?
Yeah, a great place is there's a Facebook page, 2024. Total Solar Eclipse, Bartholomew County, Indiana. I know it's a long name. I'll say it again. 2024 Total Solar Eclipse, Bartholomew County. There is a lot of information on there, and it's updated on a regular basis. So I notice already there's around 1,500 or so people that are following the page. So you can always delete it after the event. But there's just it's just a page that is regularly updated. I think that's important. So if you're looking for one place to go to easily get the information, that's a great start. And then I know for, you know, police and fire, emergency management, we're also updating our social media sites with information. You know, these are all great places to start. I know we're going to be, as the weekend goes on, working with our local media outlets, including, you know, WCSI, so that we can get information to the community, up-to-date information, because like was mentioned earlier, we don't know what's the cell phones are going to be, how they're going to be working. You know, social media may or may not be working. So, but we can guarantee that the radio waves are going to be working, and our local radio and local news outlets would be another great way to stay up to date with information that's going on regarding the eclipse.
We've been talking this morning with Shannon Cook, Mike Wilson, and Matt Harris about the upcoming eclipse and emergency planning. Thanks for coming and chatting with us this morning.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to us here at News & Views on News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm John Clark. We'll be back next week with more News & Views. Hope you have a great weekend.